This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This month, we're bringing you the stories of Wisconsin's finest athletes who are competing in the Olympics. Sergeant First Class Michael McPhail is a member of the Army's Marksmanship Unit. He trains soldiers how to shoot better, and he competes globally in the International Rifle Team. And this year, his skills are taking him to Rio. There, he'll be competing in his second Olympic Games in men's shooting, the 50-meter rifle prone. McPhail's journey to becoming an Olympian began in Darlington in southwest Wisconsin. He told me about the first time he tried shooting.
Well, it was, you know, quite a long time ago. So I was probably 14 or 15 years old. I just got invited up to the Darlington Rifle Club one night just to shoot, just to see, you know, kind of if I liked it. And a cousin of mine went, and, yeah, I mean, I knew everybody there. We had a lot of family friends up there and kind of tried it. It was like, you know, it's kind of fun. I kind of like it. And really quickly, I mean, within just a couple months, it was like, yeah, I'm pretty decent at this. Just something I was just naturally good at.
Let's fast forward a few years. You attended UW-Oshkosh, and you competed when you were in school.
They had an NCAA rifle team while I was there. So we would shoot competitions for the school against other schools. In 2004, I joined the Army right after the 2004 Olympic trials. When I shot Olympic trials, I was leading the trials after the first day, and I was like, wow, you know, really am pretty good at this. And I just wanted to see how far I could go, how good at one thing I could really be if I put everything I had into it.
What amazes me about your sport is that it comes down to millimeters.
Just to get an idea of the target size, the 10 ring is smaller than a dime. It's 10.4 millimeters across. So if you take a 22 bullet, which is what we shoot, it is 5.5 millimeters across. So the 10 ring is actually smaller than two of them side by side. We shoot at 50 meters with iron sights. No optics or scopes are allowed. And we shoot outside. So you also have wind, rain. You know, one big thing is just the lighting. If it's a real sunny day and there's a lot of sun on the target, it actually appears smaller than it is. As opposed to a cloudy day, it appears a little bit bigger. It's a challenge.
When you're competing, like, how do you feel? How can you make us kind of better understand what's going through your head as you're doing this?
There's a lot of stuff going through my head.
Yeah.
So just like any other competition, I mean, you can equate it a little bit to maybe shooting free throws in basketball in the fourth quarter and you're down 2 points or whatever. You know, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of stress on you and a lot riding on it. Can you do the same thing you do every single day when it counts?
So how confident are you feeling for Rio?
Pretty good. Yeah, I mean, if I do everything I need to do, it should work out. But like you say, when you're talking about millimeters and nobody's rifle shoots the same place every time. It does not happen. They're not that accurate. You still need a little bit of luck. And I kind of hope I get a whole bunch of it just to make it a little easier. But shooting really well, I'm competing well. I really don't know what else I could have done to prepare.
Darlington native Michael McPhail is competing in men's shooting, the 50-meter rifle prone competition. He competes on Friday, August 12th. You can hear voices of other Wisconsin Olympians all this week on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and online at wpr.org/Olympics.